Hey guys, my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And today is the 1 year anniversary of Mostly Speaking Sentai. Guys, anniversary bells are in the chiming air. Ting, ting, tong. Ting, ting, tong. Bong. I see a 1 year mark. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum-pum. Bong. Bong. Guys, what else did we learn today before we get into Car Ranger? But we will start it as usual, because it's bram, cars, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na, cars, cars, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, cars, cars,
cars.
Guys, yellow lights, just run right through it, okay? Especially if that yellow light is at the end of a tunnel. Follow the light, my friends. Don't walk away from it, because that means you're going into hell, aka the living life.
How do you know?
Because maybe, I've done it.
Maybe the light is to hell.
Yeah, see, if especially if it's like
it's fiery.
Yeah, guys, heaven's dark as hell. It's like a chill, maybe like dusk. That's my heaven.
Heaven is dark, is as dark as hell is.
No, baby.
You said it's dark as hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, It's dark. It's dark, baby. Nikki Jaker.
Yes.
What's your heaven?
Yes.
Is it in the arms of an angel? In the arms of an angel.
No.
I violate light. I don't know
lyrics. I can
tell
you what my hell is.
What?
Burger King.
Oh, Goop. One of these days, Goopy, I'm gonna kiss you every day. Yeah, yeah, that's every single day.
What about when I'm not here? What about when I go to my cousin's in 2 days?
What I will do.
Uh-huh.
Frank gets put on a wig.
You just record it on a mic.
Yeah, I mean, we've oppo kissed before.
Yeah.
I can oppo kiss you with the beautiful tunes of our sweet serenades.
I can try to oppo kiss you.
Yeah. Go. Oh, you burped. You don't need to excuse anything. But when you're gone, Frank gets put on a wig and we kiss. Just cheeks, though.
Oh, my God.
Cause that's what
butt cheeks.
Oh no, he doesn't have butt cheeks. He just has two long like areas of long hair, and sometimes I've shaved that area of hair. Mm-hmm. One time Nicole came home and Frank's butt was shaved.
Yeah,
it was buzzed, guys. I wasn't using like a straight razor on his anus. He would have been pissed.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've cut with scissors before because it gets too long and it's gross.
That I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to accidentally, because I don't know where the meat of his skin is. I'm scared I'm going to snip it.
Don't cut it down that far.
And that's also why I don't use, I bite my fingernails.
Cut the white part.
Yeah,
it's literally color coded.
Yes, okay. But I'm afraid that I will get either too far in and snip myself, or that, you know, like how your fingernail bends, like when you snap off a finger.
You mean when you break a nail?
Yes, when you break a nail, I'm constantly thinking I'm going to break the nail, and it's going to be worse than me just biting off my fingernails and filing it down on my pants.
One of the edges, and then you go to the other one.
I don't want to do it. My mom used to have these ones that were kind of like scissors instead. Those ones I enjoy, but I think my mom once cut me, and I've been scared ever since. But guys, why are we here? We're not here to talk about our fingernail fetishes. We're here to thank the listeners for making us a successful 1 year old. Nicole,
1 year.
It's been 1 year. That's David Bowie's 1 year, coming in at 32 on our top 40 countdown. I'm Casey Kasem, and I was Shaggy Doo on Scooby Don't.
Whoa.
Nikki Jaker.
Yeah.
A year ago, we introduced the world to us by letting them know that what our family members would be if they were a Rin or a Shoji. We told them about children being cooler than me, and... Uh-oh. also about the Gorma glove gauge, which we never figured out, possibly. It's up in the air.
Yeah, it's still a mystery to this day.
It's a mystery to solve, but who's the coolest Doug around? Her name is Scooby, a Scoob named Doobie-Doo. Did it, Boo! On a rating from 1 to 10,
yeah,
list your favorite Scooby-Doo series.
1 to 10?
Yeah, baby.
I'll just say pup named Scooby-Doo is number one.
Yeah, where's Mystery Incorporated?
And all the rest can go to hell.
Whoa. Yeah, guys, that original Scooby-Doo, it's kind of just boring, but I like the mystery aspect of it, even though I don't think you can solve.
I thought you were listing the memories.
Yes, guys.
But what's happening?
Nicole, wow, baby. Nicole, let us know. How have you felt about this year?
It's been fucking terrible.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, I mean the year of Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Of the podcast?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
It's been insane, like, how many people we've met just because of this podcast.
Yeah, and we'll be getting into that right now, Nicole. I'm going to give a rundown of the year. And first, we're going to be thanking our friggin' listeners, our fans. I can't list all of them because I don't want to miss any of you and them come and say, James, you forgot me. I'm Tito. And it's like, no, Tito, we would never forget you. You've been day one practically.
Duo Grun Fox, we love you.
DG, baby. Arr! That's what the fox says. Oh, is it 30 minutes already? Oh,
no, that's not the 30 minute.
I know. I'm a cheeky little man.
Oh, you.
Speaking of cheeks, come over and kiss me on one, Nicole. Peck one.
No, they're too hairy.
Oh, dang it. Oh, man, I forgot. But it's been crazy that we still have week one fans. Like, I think Grunfox was, Eric Berry was, Tito as well. And, like,
Eric the Bear?
Yeah, guys. Hey, Eric, I want to save that. I was going to reveal a joke next time him and Teresa are on.
Yeah, but you're just going to forget and then it'll never get heard.
That's a joke I will absolutely always remember. All right. But these people who are strangers are just finding our podcast and people we've become friends with over Twitter. And it's crazy that even though there's this small but still very large to us number of people who listen each week, it's amazing. Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby. Ooh. And we want to thank you all so much for listening, and we hope that year two is even better in our community of these little oddballs. You've heard of a goofball that we throw around. Nicole, would you like the goofball?
No.
Dang it. Hey, guys.
Your goofballs to yourself.
The goofball is much like the Ring of Power in Lord of the Rings. You have to want to wear it in order to possess its powers.
Otherwise, you have to smooch the mouth of Sauron.
Yeah, guys.
No one wants to do that.
So before Nicole and I were dating, I was dating the Eye of Sauron and just staring into its beautiful eye. You can get lost in
it. Is that a euphemism?
No, it's for real. No, I'm not talking about its dang brown eye. It just has one eye, remember? And it peers on you. It's like, zzz, zzz, zzz.
Biz, biz.
Biz, biz, biz. Also, guys, I got to get back to mostly playing PlayStation.
Yeah, you do.
It's the winter again, and it's not unbearable to be in our apartment. But yeah, guys, I hope this community keeps growing. I don't know if I finished that sentence about the goofballs, but your oddballs. And also, guys, please communicate. Over this next year, we want to hear more from the fans. We hear from like 10 of you.
I mean, we'll hear from them today.
Yes, we will, guys. Ooh, some sent in a voicemail.
A voicemail.
Ooh, what's that?
It's the voicemail theme.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Oh, no, I don't know. This is our first time doing voicemails. And guys, if you'd please communicate with us. We're on Facebook and Twitter at MSSPod. And we're on Instagram at MSSPodcast. And you can, of course, email us using MSSPod@yahoo.com. Ooh, baby. But Nicole, the fans have made us love doing this podcast in the sense that we know people are listening, which is, it's different than our other creative endeavors where it feels like we're just yelling into a void, not hearing anything back. But what has made this podcast what it can be are our guests.
Uh-huh.
It's insane. Yeah. Like, what's made it truly graced is our guests, because that's our mission statement, to show Super Sentai to people who have never seen it in hopes that they'll get into it. And we've done a surprisingly good job. Out of like the, I said 50 or so guests, it's probably been because of like repeat guests, it's probably been like 30 or so guests that have come over to watch Super Sentai. Only two people have been uninterested with it, which was Dana and Brian.
Which Brian already knew he didn't like it.
He came in knowing like, guys, if this is anything like MorphBots, no thank you. Which, speaking of Brian, he does a fantastic fucking job on Todd Groban's going away party. You'll hear more about that when Melzer comes back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, I want to quickly say something. I don't think Melzer ever held the record of most people on the show. It's
you
always
fucking liar.
You want to know who has? It's Courtney. Courtney has been on the show 5 times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, Courtney King, you are now tied, and Jose doesn't hold it. He's tied right now with friggin' Courtney. We got to get Courtney back so she can keep her throne.
The king is queen.
Oh, nice. Yas King. But everyone else has been either over the moon about it or at least happy while watching. And we've been able to introduce our friends to our listeners. Plus, we've been able to meet complete strangers like MorphBots, who they just emailed us out of the blue saying like, hey, we're starting this thing. Well, you guys are starting your thing. They're similar. Check us out. And now Pete's a really good friend. Melzer's a super great friend. Renee, I would like to be more friend,
yeah,
but she's
what the frick?
She's busy doing shows at Second City.
I want to be friends with their dog.
Yeah, guys. Both of their dogs.
They're so cute.
I didn't know dogs weren't supposed to eat grass, and I saw Melzer's dog eat grass for a very long time, and I was just like, man, that dog eating grass over there. A cute little thing.
Well, animals do that so they'll barf.
And it cleans out their tum-tum.
Yeah.
So, hey, I was helping it do a thing of nature.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, guys, if you have a dog, let it eat some grass and then smoke some, too. But, so also Eric and Teresa, those, I would consider Eric like a really good friend, if not a best friend.
Yeah.
I'm always talking to him. I talk podcasting with him. He's been a great resource to have about like editing. I help him with stuff. It's a great business, personal. And dare I say, I wish he were my brother.
Whoa.
Because at least he's talked to me within the last 6 years. It's almost 6 years now, guys.
Hey, James.
Oh, what's up, my love?
I'll be your brother.
No, okay. That's gross. Oh, my Gandhi. Guys, if you're dating someone, don't make it your brother. Make it someone you're not related to. And then we also have Beto, who was recently on.
Mm-hmm.
That was someone who Michael Belzano, who I worked with, the Quarter Eaters, he just said, hey, hit up Beto. He'll be on an episode and he knows his stuff. We also have Wes Tilford, who was with Jose, who they work together. He's great. I'm going to be on his podcast soon, and we want to have him back. Just him, no Jose.
I mean, did you know Jose before the podcast?
I met him through Hit It and Crit It.
Yeah, so we also met all of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's been great, guys. We've got to know them further through the podcast, but I met them outside of our podcast.
Well, I just wasn't sure if like you worked with him before.
Oh, no. Just I worked with Joe and Corey.
Okay.
And then I met them through this beautiful thing we call life. And then Sean Marciniak we met through the podcast.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
After last week's episode, he just hung out and played Wheel of Fortune with us for like an hour and a half, and I friggin' smoked the board. All I had was two ends for on the map on the showcase one, and I knew it was Indiana, baby. Got it real quick. On the map, I'm good at everything else. I'm not so-so, but I did solve every single puzzle that game.
That was fun.
Yeah, man. Sean Marciniak, check him out, babies. That's a classic episode, I already gotta say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, sorry to like derail you, but
no, this is fine.
Like, really, we, as a, I quit. Bye, guys. I can't talk and say words. I guess just like we've grown a lot from the beginning. Like I've listened to older episodes and then like listening to newer ones. You can tell that we've gotten like a lot more comfortable with podcasting.
I mean, from the what was just showcased right now, it might be debatable about you. I keyed, Nicole. I keyed. No. So I do. I'll get more into that. You want to know what? I'll subvert that. Most importantly, I want to thank Nicole. And when we first started our episode, I was nervous that people wouldn't be interested with what we had to say.
Because of me.
No, because because we were weird. The first episode, we were talking about how I think people who yo-yo is it's an amazing thing to do. Like when you watch the episode of Recess where Gretchen starts yo-yoing, yes, an amazing episode of TV. And or that Jeffrey the Dumbass from HeadGum, when he's doing those yo-yos, I'm like, holy crap, he is so cool. But then I was like nervous that it would be hard to fill an hour with just the two of us. But now it's nearly impossible to stay under an hour when it's just the two of us.
Yeah,
because
the old episode I listened to was with Courtney and Monse. And I was like, how is this only 40 minutes long?
Oh, yeah. There are times when I see those old ones and I'm like, holy crap. What were we doing? But that's because we started adding in new segments.
Yeah, and I think you weren't doing the episode summary.
Oh, no, yes. The episode summary probably jacked it straight up. But it's so easy for the two of us now because I love talking to my queen, my love, my stone, nay, my bricks, Nicole, oh, that cat, Jacus. But to quickly go back to the guest portion, because, you know, you brought it up, it kind of flowed right in. I'm happy that we know these people, and I'm more than happy to call them our friends and a part of the community we've made. And we've also been able to have our family on the show, mainly like my sister, MC Deep. I consider MC Deep family member, and also Brad Demonic from God Hates Us. I love being able to introduce people to my friends, my family, and also my family from back home. They're able to then see what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys. But Nicole, this is the scope of what we've been doing over the last year, including this episode, because it's episode 52. We'll break off the next year on episode on our 53rd you know what I mean? Because technically, including this one, we've done 54 episodes, which are 38 main episodes, two bonus, which were, actually three, because I forgot the holiday episode, the fan fiction episode, and then there was one other episode that I don't remember. But also 5 G-Fests and 9 Lovin' Luchas, and that is a little over 65 hours of podcasting with over 30 guests probably. It was hard to figure out the guests. It would have taken a long time. But let's take a trip down memory lane, Ganoop. And if you just barge in, if you have any memories about these episodes, we've already talked and touched on episode 1, The Two Stars Brighten. That's when you came up
Oh my gosh, are you going through every episode?
Yeah, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah. And then episode 2, Key Jester, Future Husband. That's when Courtney and Monse were on. We talked about how and introduced them to the fact that they think villains are sexy. And then the V8 Troopers with Dana and PJ. That's when PJ started talking about the V8 commercial about like slap someone's head and you gotta have a V8. I still don't understand what he was talking about.
I think he just wants to slap people in the face.
Yeah, because that's a thing on their show, The Rewind. Ooh, and then Iron Face Zaddy Issues with TC of What Thine Hell Mouth.
Yeah.
TC will tell me that he re-listens to that and is just screaming at old TC of saying, why were you so nervous? Yeah, why are you acting like this? I remember, like, I had to turn up the first words TC said are so quiet in the mic. And also, our setup was different back then. TC was sitting on the couch in this room that doesn't have a couch anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, it was bonkers nutso, baby. We were using the PG-58s, not these nice broadcast. I'm a broadcasting boom booms in me. Rode Procasters.
Okay.
And then we had, this is going to take way too long.
Yeah, a little bit, James.
But things I want to talk about. The Mostly Love and Lucha with Dan from Power Playthrough. I love that episode because we had all been up for hours because he had just flown in from Las Vegas. Nicole had worked a long ass day. I had been up since like six that morning and we were all delirious, just like insane goofy. And it was top notch, baby.
Oh my God.
And then do you want to talk about Bonus Round Cafe episode at all? Of like, I can edit this out if you'd want. You have always been like, I want them to be my friends because they're so cool. And then they were over here hanging out with us.
Yeah, but then I felt bad because yes. They looked so tired.
Because I think that was after Comic-Con, or no, not Comic-Con,
but they're
C2E2.
Always tired. Like, yeah. I see how Courtney, like, posts how she's working like 80-hour weeks and stuff, and I always feel bad like bothering them with stuff.
Yeah, and they had done like 3 14-hour days in a row, and then on their only day off, I think they came over.
Yeah,
and it was and that was an episode where the hum came in. That like mechanical hum noise, the reason why I have to put the mics a certain way.
Yeah, the bane of your existence.
Yes. Oh God, that panicked me for a week, and then all of a sudden
it stopped.
What
if you just like, you like record it and you turn it up really loud and it just goes, I am Bane.
Yeah, baby.
And you're like, oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, guys, you don't want that. Where are we at? Holy fuck. Oh my God. It's 26 minutes.
Yeah, okay. You're taking forever.
Did I have any more? And no, that's it for that. So I planned on 30 minutes for this, and then I think we're gonna do it, Nicole. We have messages from our freaking fans.
Finally.
Yeah, baby. Mwah, mwah, kissy kissy mwah, mwah. So first I wanna go through just things people have just messaged us. Then we have some voicemails. Just two people messaged us like letting us know stuff. C said, I asked people, hey, what are your favorite memories? What are your favorite episodes? Whatever. C said, to be quite honest, one of my favorite episodes is the one with Corwin, mostly because it was the first one I listened to, and quite a few times she has listened to it.
We need to have Corwin back on.
We do. And then she said, the jokes, his laugh, and the episodes you guys watch are all 10 out of 10. And then Steve F. said his favorite things so far has been the Car Ranger Are Actually Evil, the Gorma Glove Gauge. Has it been 30 minutes yet, Nicole?
No.
That was one of his favorite things.
Really? Yes. That's so weird.
Pretty much anything about the Mostly Love and Lucha episodes.
Like, if anything, I would have thought that people thought it was annoying.
I turn it down a lot. Like, okay. If I kept it at the volume, they would be like, what the fuck is that? And then describe what kind of monster you would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get back to mostly sketching Sentais. Maybe Nicole
There's no
would.
Time.
Yeah, no, maybe Nicole could make time if you guys bought the merchandise. Shick my little tatties. And then we'll go right into these voicemails, Nicole. If you want to turn up your headphones onto your little ears, let's get into some of these.
Yeah.
The first one is from aforementioned Tito, that guy Tito on Twitter. Are you ready, Nicole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Mostly Speaking Sentai. This is
hello,
that guy Tito. I just want to congratulate you guys on a solid year of some amazing cast that I've become a very big fan of, and I always look forward to all of your escapades that you upload and whatnot, and thoroughly just want to thank you. Not only for the fact of being able to help me get through a rough patch in the day or be background music while I'm, you know, enjoying cleaning and other adult things, but just for...
Tito, we know what you
TMI.
Mean. We know what you mean about them adult things. Accounting and such.
Taxis.
Ooh, wait.
Taxes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like taxis, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Children can take taxis, guys, but let's keep going with Tito, baby.
Just for being, you know, yourselves and whatnot. It's thanks to you guys that I've actually been able to, you're honestly like the first podcast that I've ever had gotten into before. And I want to thank James especially for wanting to, or for helping me in multiple ways, wanting to get into podcasting myself with other friends and whatnot. It's been a trial, but it's been fun. And, you know, don't stop. You guys have a good one. Thanks again.
Hey, guess what, Tito?
What have you been helping him with?
Just showing him the equipment that I use for podcasting.
Yeah.
And Tito, just, you gotta start it. If you want me on your first episode, I'll figure out Skype. I won't do it for anyone else, but I will do it for you. We'll do this. We'll do it up. We'll do it properly. And yeah, Tito, that's the first thing about starting a podcast is you just have to do it. There might be episodes that are lost to time, such as Why Don't You Call? That was the podcast that we were going to do before this, and we just didn't really like it. Then we started this after I'll Get There started ramping up, and now we're at a year. You just have to keep doing it, and eventually the people shall come and listen. Adult
will
things.
Will they, though?
Yeah, I mean, they have. More
I'm
will
sorry,
come.
I'm just thinking of my art.
I know.
More so.
You got to start doing like things that people can personally connect with, you
yeah.
know? Because if, yeah, all of your artwork's amazing, but if they don't have a bird in a tie, they're not going to have
business bird.
Yeah, they're not going to have a personal connection with that.
Yeah, if it's just a regular bird, they'll be like, oh, it's just a bird. But yeah. they're wearing a tie and have a briefcase, they're like, oh, it me.
Yeah. Wait, like, it's me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's-a-me.
Oh, it's-a-me. Oh.
What the fuck was that?
That's from Coliseum of Chaos. Check it out. Hit it and crit it. But let's get into our next message, Nikki Jaker.
I'm sorry if I'm extra loud. It's because I have headphones on.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti. Let's get into our good friend, Stephen F.
When you offered to answer questions, so many came to mind. Is 11 times a day too much?
Is 11 times a day too much? One, I did that once in sixth grade. Summer in between playing Onimusha 2. Oh man, them demons just got me hot and bothered. No, it's because I just 12 learned.
12 years old, got nothing to do.
But sit down and jack until goo. Yeah, guys, you gotta jack till goo comes out. Yeah, guys, 12 times a day is, I've tried to beat my record of 11 to get to 12, and like as an adult, but
my record,
it's hard to do, guys. Some might say near impossible. Do you think I could do it, Nicole? If I got up at like six in the morning, police at my door.
If you really believe in yourself, you can accomplish anything.
Maybe this is what I'll do. After each time I masturbate, I will record like, hey guys, I'm going strong.
God,
I'm doing well. And then I'll cut the recording.
What was
and
that, Steve F?
Yeah, Steve
God
F.
God damn it, Steve
okay,
F.
Okay, let's keep going with it. But no, 11 times isn't too much if you're really in the mood and you got nothing to do. Ain't got nothing to do. That's a good pull, Nicole. Shout out to DK and Jay Ferg for making that song. Let's keep going with his questions, though.
What exactly does Turbine bring to the team?
What does Turbine bring to the team, Nicole?
Jack shit.
Yeah, next question.
Does ending every paragraph with Die Ranger make things better?
Absolutely.
You better believe
it. Next question.
Die Ranger.
Does James really enjoy accidentally insulting Nicole while trying to compliment her?
Absolutely. Next question.
No.
I couldn't decide which to ask, so I'll just leave it up to you two to answer them. Real talk, though. I've enjoyed everything you've done on these shows. I thrive listening to James babble on frantically, and Nicole engaging with her pointed quips and rejoinders, and her... You've gotten a fun selection of guests. I look forward to hearing who you have next. Here's to a good year, you two. Hopefully, many more. Die Ranger.
I do think weird that the Die Ranger thing has caught on with many people, and it's weird that it has. Die Ranger.
But it's not weird that everyone has caught on to me going, wah, wah, wah.
No, not at all, because I could dance with that noise if it was possible.
You should make compete with it.
Okay, I'll try.
Everyone would love that.
I could do it. Auto-tune it. Maybe. I'm short on time.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Oh, I didn't say.
You should.
Couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't. But let's go on.
Oh, wait.
What's up?
Really quick. You know, I want to dress up as a spider for Halloween, but in retrospect, I really should just get all gray clothes and two big old googly eyes.
Oh, so you can be a pet rock.
Yeah.
You're just a rock with two googly eyes. Okay. Are you ready for our next one?
Yeah.
Nicole doesn't know who this is. Guess what?
Who, boy, this is so weird. Hi, James, Nicole, Frank, and everyone at Marchland Media. It's E. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Sending a small audio to say happy 1 year anniversary. I love all them podcasts and my English is so shitty because I'm not used to speaking, just writing. And this is so weird. Help me.
Two quick things, C. We love you more than you love us because you make all these podcasts great. We love your real time freaking updates. She live tweets our podcast and we love it. There are times when you forget to do it and TC thinks you've stopped liking us. Just so you know, we appreciate that so much. And two, your English is great. Don't be nervous. Don't be shy. Get into that mic and let out a rhyme. It sort of rhymes what I just said. Let's keep going, C.
I don't have actually a question because I usually tweet them at you guys. I just want to know when we're going to find the scientific way for me to go and see you guys without spending all of the money I don't have in the bank. Anyways, I just...
See, here's a scientific way.
Skype!
Skype, yes, that is science. Or what's more science than medicine? What we do is we find a way to make you have wings, much like I thought I would was growing wings when I had back problems. And there you go, science, cryptozoology. Or we could all, as a group, Marshland Media, start donating blood. But I think you need to do plasma to get money for blood. And
yeah,
then we send
plasma.
Yes, we do plasma. The boys on the team, they can do seamies. I can't. And then we are making so much bank. We don't need a donate button anymore because we're donating our friggin' fluids. But let's keep going, baby.
When I say I'm so happy that I accidentally found you guys on Tumblr and that I love you. Bye. Also, hi, TC. Hi, Anissa. Hi, Corin. Y'all can follow me at Twitter at CC. On Instagram at CSNO. And at Osuari Literario. Woo.
Okay, see.
We love you too!
We love you, but we gotta talk. This was not time to freaking plug your social medias. Come on, this was...
Why wouldn't you, though? Because she live tweets our stuff.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, I was doing this as a joke,
yeah,
but
I know,
that is
but...
very... Yeah, guys, go over, follow C if you want to see live tweeting, or you do it yourself, live tweet us when you're on the bus and you have data. I don't. You guys all know I have a burner phone and an iPod Touch 6, so I don't have data. Ooh, Nicole's snorting it in, baby. I suck in my stomach, but Nicole snorts in that sweet air. Die Ranger. All right, who is next? Nicole, do you know?
Probably,
You got it right. Our good friend Eric.
The bear named
Eric.
Hey,
this is Eric from Ranger Command Power Hour. And I just want to say to James and Nicole from Mostly Speakin' Sentai.
That's us.
Want to give you guys a huge congratulations. It's been amazing getting to know you guys over the past year. And really want to thank you for letting us be on the show and you guys on our show. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you and hang out and really become friends. And I just want to say that what your podcast and what your podcast network is doing for podcasting, I think is pretty great. I love the humor. I love laughing. It really makes my work days go by pretty quickly and it's super entertaining. So thank you so much for making a quality podcast and many fun times. Wish you many more years of success ahead. Peace out. And remember to check out www.patreon.com/rangercommandph. Yeah, baby.
Pizza party.
Oh, guys, you got to get on that rangercommand.com and then go over to patreon.com/rangercommandph and get that pizza party. And please tweet pictures of it so we can know that we made the pizza party possible.
Yeah.
We need to make the pizza party, and then all of a sudden, wait, no, we have had a pizza party with, with Eric and Teresa. They
multiple.
Bought us.
Multiple.
Oh, yes, because we've had pizza here as well. Multiple times. Eric, we love you. It's insane that.
We love all of you guys.
Yes. And, but it is like, I do want to thank him for giving us a platform so early on. Of him being around for 5 years, being established, and us being around maybe like 3 months by the time we were on his show.
Yeah, to just come in and wreck it up.
Yeah, and completely destroy the format. I think that's why people don't ask me to be on shows as much, because that's what I do. And I, except on the kitchen sink, that was, if you ever want to hear a serious me just talk, go over to the kitchen sink and listen to the, I think it's the first published episode. I did that with Robbie from Hit It and Crit It last year. And it's there. It's me being earnest pretty much. Sometimes I'm not, but yeah, for the most part, guys, I'm not authentic at all. This isn't me. It's me exaggerating myself, except when we're talking about that 11 times a day, baby. Or my love for you. That's not exaggerated at all. Would you say I actually play it down when we're on the podcast? My love for you?
No.
Okay. Oh, man.
I mean, I don't think you play it up either.
Play it up, play it up, play it up. But Nicole, we have one final one. It's from our friends. You know them, and you're about to know who it is.
My name is Craig.
I'm Steve.
And this is It Takes Two to Toku. Ooh, guys, like I said, my name is Craig, and I want to celebrate Mostly Speaking Sentai's 1 year anniversary. I first came across Mostly Speaking Sentai when they were guest hosting with Eric and Teresa of Ranger Command Power Hour. That's www.patreon.com/rangercommandph. And I followed Nicole and James over to Mostly Speaking Sentai, and I realized that their podcast was fucking hilarious. They were going over Die Ranger at the time, and we love Die Ranger.
Tenshin-da!
Anyway, hooked. And we just love hanging out with them every week. We listen to their other podcasts, What the Hell Mouth, This Movie's Gay, and they're just fucking hilarious. And we're happy they're a part of our lives.
You guys rock!
Die Ranger.
Multiple people did the Die Ranger thing.
Yes.
Two people did the Patreon bit.
Yes.
And we got a la la la. We were freaking amazing. And you want to know who's more? Our listeners. One day It Takes Two to Toku. You better come to freaking Chicago and be on this ding dang podcast. Also, you want to know what? We love that you came over from Ranger Command Power Hour. We wish more people came over from Ranger Command Power Hour, but they heard us talk good about Ninja Steel and they said, we don't want any of this. But guys, thank you. This concedes our 1 year anniversary talk, Nicole. Oh, hey, and that Lilo or that Stitch thing you're holding.
Yeah.
It was somehow in Frank's bed and he was snuggled up to it yesterday. Yeah, it was cute. So, Nicole, let's get into Car Ranger. And today you're doing the episode summary.
Yeah, because it's the anniversary and coincidentally the intro to Car Ranger was different. On the episode, so the summary is gonna be different.
Ooh, spooky.
I'm doing it. Actually, because James is like, I don't want to do it. And I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah, go for it. This is all written, correct?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow, there is actually a lot written.
Oh, that's my notes from last episode. Hold on. Okay, guys.
Oh, you can take your headphones off.
Unless you want me to talk that loud.
It doesn't matter.
You should just do that for people that talk too quiet. Just have them wear headphones as earmuffs.
Well, no, see, the thing with that is when they can, and not have any sound coming through, that would be good. But then they might not be able to hear normal conversation.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Go for it, baby. Can I interrupt?
I don't know.
Okay, you just go for it.
Why you gotta interrupt me?
No, because I didn't know if it was like my summaries.
I don't know. I've never done this before.
We're fresh-faced and dangerous. Go for it, baby.
I was doing this because I thought you would love it.
No, I do. But I want to know.
You're trying to just wreck it all up.
I needed to know the rules. Oh, man. You got to get that fix it, Felix. I'm fixing up it now.
No, you're not.
With love, tender care.
Mm-mm.
TLC.
Can I do it now? Okay, the episode. How do you start? Honestly, I don't even think about it too much. Do you start out a certain way?
Yeah, everything, because it helps me get into it. I say, today we watched episode such and such entitled.
Can you do that?
Today we watched episode insert number here entitled.
You don't know what it was?
I don't know the episode number.
Okay.
It was probably like 16 entitled Evil Has a Learner's Permit for Love. Something like that.
The episode opens up on Zunetta getting wedded to Red Racer, and Grotch is the weddinger. But it's all just a dream. And then Red Racer spills his fucking drink because he's drunk as hell.
On the job?
On the goddamn job. And then Zelmoda is like, oh, check out this sick-ass machine, bro. It's going to make your legs super freaking ripped.
Oh, I want that.
Like Raven on Teen Titans Go.
Oh, yeah.
They push the freaking cockroach in there because I don't know what. And the cockroach so gross, but is like my favorite character. Because it's cute, but I think I also just like have a, what's the word, proclivity towards bug characters.
I also like him. I think he is the Bozok of the people, where he is the person cleaning everything and he doesn't get a fair shake, but he's a good guy.
And he's just like there to help, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't really have a side on anything, but is just there and is cute. Okay, so they shove the cockroach in there, and it, like, nothing changes. He just has a boombox and some, like, phrase on him.
He also has,
like,
graffiti
music notes on his head.
I could have swore his legs had, like, new attachments to it.
Maybe.
But he's looking rocking. We're rocking in here.
And Zonette. Is it Zonetta or Zonette?
Zonetta.
Zonetta learns what love is with freaking manga.
That's where I learned. And so I've been dumping water on men and women, trying to turn them into the opposite sex.
And we learned that the freaking bug can dance. Then Zonetta...
I say a quick thing about how he dances? He dances like my brother would when he was high on Coruscant. And
you had to say that?
Yeah. He's doing a two-step like a punk emo person would, skanking.
Can I read the summary now?
Oh, you need to get goofy, girl.
I'm trying, and then you just come in and interrupt to say stuff.
Oh, okay, keep going, Nikki Jaker.
Just edit the whole intro out.
What intro?
The whole thing I
did. No, I'm loving this. This is a conversation. Keep going.
No, it's not.
Oh, my Gandhi.
Zonetta does a real big trust fall on the Red Racer because she has a big crush on him and has to attack him with love because a book said so. And she treats that bookstore like a fucking library. Either like buy the book or just fucking leave. Okay, guys. then... Red Racer just breaks her freaking heart, like a freaking butt. And then changes his mind like immediately and is like, well, maybe we can just be friends. And there's flashbacks, but she like dips out of there. Oh, yeah. And she had that bug get big and like write a spell, which was really cute. And right, this is a summary, not the part where we talk about stuff. And then the last thing I wrote was just because it was like he was running towards her, but then she already left. And I wrote, ain't that just the way?
Yeah.
The end.
No, it ends the same way, remember?
Die Ranger.
No, Car Ranger, Gnu.
Car Ranger.
Oh.
No, mine ends like Dapu.
Oh, yes. It's Dapu been saying this entire thing because he punctuates everything with Dapu.
Exactly.
Nicole, how old do you think Dapu is? I geed.
Dapu is 74.
He's 74 parsecs. Nicole, going on their freaking love, that it hits home being turned down like that. And then I realized, like, if you had turned me down, I'd go Bozok too.
Okay, are we just doing the thing now? We're just talking about the episode now? Okay. But then, like, it's a comedy, so I guess she wouldn't. It's just, like, the fact that she didn't even think about their villains, and she's just like, oh, well, you can borrow some Whompers if you need more members in your team. And it's like, okay, but, like, to fight you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just, like, not even thinking about it that way at all.
I think because Zonetta's like, hey, I'm not the one doing the bad stuff. Yes, they're doing bad things for my affection, but I'm not a bad guy.
So she's like, I don't care, I'll just join your cause.
Yeah. I did like when she said, like, hey, you need a Whomper, we got Whompers. You need a big one, a tall one, dry one, wet one, whatever Whompers you need, we got them. Head down to the Whomper warehouse where Whompers is our business.
She never said that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she could have said that.
Yeah.
Guys, get yourself a Whomper. I thought she said, hey, do you need another mother? I can give you a Whomper.
That would be funny to just have the... No, it'd be more funny if, like, the cockroach just had, like, a cute apron on and she just, like, pushes him towards him.
Hey, here's your guys' mother.
Yeah.
Or Nicole said, no, she didn't say mother. Then I was like, did she say bumper? Are they using Whompers as bumpers?
No, you said that.
After you said that it wasn't mothers, I thought it was bumpers.
Oh, sorry.
Whompers is bumpers, guys. Guys, make a baby a bumper.
Sure.
Okay. No, don't do that. That's violent.
To like have a bumper car?
Yeah, like a...
Like put it in one of those Fisher-Price cars and play bumper cars with them?
Okay, yes. But what I'm saying is, like, instead of having a bumper in front of your car, it's just you line babies. Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, it'd be more effective because no one would want to hit you.
Oh, no, Nicole.
Yeah?
That's bad. I need to start attacking you with more love letters. And I need to write both of our names as big as possible as a spell for you to fall even more in love with me.
Okay.
I'm going to start attacking you with love letters.
Oh, no.
Paper cut you. I'm kidding. Love cut you.
I really love the animation of the little heart turning into the pillow. Yeah. It's so cute.
Which I wrote down, P.O. Box me a heartthrob pillow, guys.
Well, I was like, man, I kind of want to make that into like an enamel pin, but like that, I mean, that's not going to happen, but it'd be really cute.
It would be super cute.
Yeah.
I don't know, Nicole, you better do it.
Nah.
Friggin' otakus would be like, oh my God, I'm a heartthrob. I know what that means because I'm cool. Which if they do know what that means, they are cool.
Yeah.
Hey, if you know a heartthrob, you're cool.
And if you are a heartthrob, you're too hot.
What?
Because you said you're cool.
Oh, okay.
But if you are one, you're too hot.
Okay, guys, you heard it here first. Heartthrobs is hot. Oh, am I a heartthrob?
That's why you have to get with someone who thinks you're a heartthrob, because then your temperatures even out.
Okay.
And it's cute.
Let me see some of my more notes. I just noticed that Kyosuke wears leather pants, which means if if I haven't noticed you're wearing leather pants, that means you're absolutely sexy. Because if you're wearing leather pants and immediately you're like, oh, wow, they're wearing leather pants, it means you're not pulling them off.
I disagree, but sure.
If all of a sudden Frank came in and he was wearing leather pants, I don't think Frank would pull them off. Mainly because he doesn't have like a butt to pull it off. Also, his tail would just be lumped up in there. It'd be very uncomfortable for him.
Yeah.
Because you can't cut leather. Not with normal scissors.
Yeah, you can.
It's elephant hide.
I don't know what...
But guys,
I don't know what to do with this bit, Jay.
Let us know. If you see someone in leather pants, are they sexy if you notice? Hashtag leather.
Yeah, I think they would not be sexy if you didn't notice.
I guess it's a conundrum, guys. I just think are they pulling it off if you immediately notice they're wearing, or if they're not? I don't know, guys. This is like when I said hate has no homo here.
Or are you saying like for a dude?
For a lady.
No, because ladies is different.
You should get some leather pants.
No.
I'd be like, wowie zowie.
That'd
but
be
pleather.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. Leather, I mean, maybe, they should make jeggings, but leather jeggings. So it looks
they
like.
They do.
They do?
Yeah, man, Google it.
Oh, wow. So they're leggings that look like leather?
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean,
get
that's
some
what
of those.
Leather pants are.
No. I'm saying, so you know jeggings. They're leggings, but they look like jeans, but they're not made out of jeans.
Yeah, it'd just be pleather.
No. It's legging material. It's a normal leggings, but it's made to look like leather. But it's still the same cloth that leggings are made out of.
Are you high?
Yeah, bro, on your love, on life. And you better believe the food we're about to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Nicole's making noodles.
I'm making ramen, and then I'm going to make like apple. I guess you could say they're turnovers.
You should make me a pair of apple bottom jeans.
It's kind of like McDonald's like apple pie, where it's kind of like bread all around it.
Ooh, and like a Dunkaroo.
No.
Hey guys, get yourself an apple Dunkaroo.
Don't tell me what to do.
Ooh, she said it, guys, for the 100th time. Beep, 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 boom. This is our 100th episode.
Okay.
What are we going to do for our 100th?
Probably do 100 smooches.
Yes. Oh, man. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Like, simulate a smooch, or will we really be smooching
really
100
do
times?
It.
Oh,
you'll probably pass out.
I need to pause the recording afterwards.
Or you need to, like, take turns. Like, you do one, I do one, you do one, I do one.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, will you and me be kissing?
No, we kiss the listeners.
I kissed Nicole 100 times a couple weeks ago, and she loved it. I counted up to 100, every kiss on your forehead.
Yeah, I regretted that.
Kiss on the forehead. Yeah.
Because you, you just kept kissing the same spot until it was just like raw.
Ooh. Remember when we would kiss so much that our chins would have rashes?
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, I'm in love with you.
Fuck.
I love you. 100%.
For our 100th episode.
By the time we get to 100 episodes, I will love this podcast 100%.
Oh.
Right now, I only love it
54%. 54.
50 shrimps.
More.
Guys, let us know how much you love our podcast on a rating from 0% to 100. Actually, if you love it 0%, please do not tell me that. My ulcers will come back and...
No.
I might jump out of this three-story building. We know where the access to the roof is. Add another story.
Oh.
No, I'll go up there and fix this leak that's here now.
Right?
We're back to leaking.
There's
soaking
a leak in
wet.
The goddamn studio.
Leaking in the studio. Gotta get this paper. That's Deep Swish for you.
Is it?
Yeah, except gotta
head it to the studio. Gotta make that paper. JC's there. He's already in a caper.
I don't know what that
Jesus
means.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Or Jungle Cock.
What?
Or just Colton. He had many names, but then when they started performing at school, he realized, oh, we can't make this Jungle Cock. Or Jaguar. It was also Jaguar Claw.
You guys are fucking nerds.
Yeah, they were in like 10th grade.
Yeah.
Babe? Deep Swish, man. I wish we were still around doing that. That last CD, man. It would have been great if you were around when we were recording all of that. If we were together. Actually, it might not. You would have still been in high school and we shouldn't have been dating back then.
If you say so.
I wish I knew you back then, though. Would have been playing Harvest Moon. One of these famous Harvest Moon parties you're always gloating about.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of all your other friends.
I don't have any.
Yeah, you do. You have TC. No. You have Anissa Corwin. Everyone else on Marshland Media.
Yeah.
Bonus Round Cafe. Sean Melzer. Again, everyone we've done podcasts with.
Uh-huh.
Okay, guys. I do want to say we're getting to the point where we're running out of guests. You know, we're running out of people to ask to be on this show. So again, C, Tito, It Takes Two to Toku, Steve F, please come to Chicago.
Figure out how to do Skype.
Yeah, guys.
Ooh, or whatever.
I don't trust other people's technology. That's why I like people being in the room where it happens.
Okay, well, that's just not logical.
Ooh, you're speaking Star Trek language to us.
How did you know?
Ooh, talk Star Trek to me.
Did you ever watch My Wife and Kids?
I think.
There was this one episode where they were like doing an RV trip and the son, because the dad was like saying they're Star Trek characters or something. I can't remember. Anyway, the son was like, I'm Spock, and the whole time was just going around, that ain't logical. He was like, God damn it, shut up.
Man, that's a Nicole bit.
This is so funny.
Nicole runs around saying, oh, that cat.
I don't. I regret ever saying that because you bring it up so much.
It's one of the best things, besides you screaming, narrow urethra. Man, that got me.
Oh, no.
Let me see. One last thing I want to talk about is, Mom, I want that outfit. The Ichiro, I think is his name.
Oh, yeah.
And then the mom's not looking
not
and says,
not paying attention at all.
That's too plain for you. And he's like, too plain?
He wanted Zonetta's outfit.
Yeah. That's not plain at all. That's like That's a Picasso painting if you're talking about plain.
That's like the one thing I really like about this show is that they don't just like do a bunch of random kids. It's always like the president's son.
Yeah.
And so you actually kind of get to know them.
I really, kind of. I think this show is for a older audience. Anyone who dogs this show just isn't watching it with the right view.
Yeah.
People always say, for some reason, people equate ratings for Super Sentai as it being good or bad. It's like, well, Community's a great show, but it didn't get great ratings. So people say Five Man and Car Ranger are the worst because it had the worst ratings. No, just people weren't watching the show.
Yeah.
So watch this knowing it's a comedy and it's great.
Yeah, I mean, last episode and this episode were so much fun.
Yeah.
After those, I really like it.
And it has themes in it that I don't think hit with children as hard as they hit with us. Like dating someone and being rejected is something that children don't understand.
Yeah.
Going to books to be like, how do I fall in love with someone?
Yeah.
That's why I watched all of the teen romance movies from John Hughes and ones from the 90s because I was like, oh, this is how you get the girl in the end. You being a decent guy.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up snagging this 10 out of 1.
What? Yeah.
You're a 10 out of 1.
Okay.
Instead of 10 out of 10, you're 10 out of 1.
Sure.
You're a freaking 1,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. Nicole, do you got any more notes?
No.
All right, guys. I believe that's it. Thank you for being with us for
a year.
Thank you. This episode was a little more...
Thank you.
Was a little more...
you have to leave that full pause.
Okay, I will. One quick thing.
Funny.
I want Marshland Media to be like the Car Ranger, where they're all working, doing what they love to do. They rarely have complaints about the job, except like, hey, I want to like elevate myself within the company. But they're all having a great time with friends and doing what they love. That's what I want our podcasting to be. Mm-hmm. So tell a friend, let us be there, babies. I'm not doing my plugs. Besides Steve F., thank you so much for donating.
Thank you.
You guys heard his voice earlier. Nicole, you got anything to plug?
DarlingHomebody.com is where I have all the things. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Tumblr at Darling Homebody. Stay tuned for some giveaways and new stuff coming up.
Yeah, babies. And I've been James. Oh, wait, no, just thank you guys. Thank you again.
Thank you.
For listening, keep spreading the word of Mostly Speaking Sentai. This episode was a little more like chillax, but that's because we were giving time and everything to you guys. Can't be we screamed about me masturbating 11 times, so it was high energy. All right, guys, I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye. 登場は怖い顔して頑張れなんて叫ぶけど And then beautiful peacock ladies with Wes from where I used to work. I miss Wes, guys. We were talking about them big kookanookas. And not talking about tatties. I'm talking about cookies.
Yeah, what?
the No Zordons Allowed. That's Nick Period's first episode of many. He's been back other times. The old scamp is back. And also Courtney and Monse were back again. They fell in love with villains. And then it's insane to think that this early on is when Morphbots came on. They were episode 8. And then I'm going to friggin' Cork and Kitten Swords, MC Deep's first episode. He was going to a concert and then his watch was still set to Michigan time. So he was like, we got to hurry this up. And then we were like, no, man. You're on Michigan time, bud.
You're good.
Yeah, baby. Get out of Michigan and come over here. And then we had our holiday special when I was sick and I was just snorting up all of the...
Oh, you were huffing
Vapor Rub, yeah. Ooh, that cat, baby. And then Kevin was on from the shithole.
Uh-huh.
Narnar Shred Town. Shout out to Losers talking about the Gorma Three Stooges. You want to know what's crazy? I cannot remember. Zydos shot. And now it all floods back to me. Zydos shot him. Gaara in the shower today. I was like, I don't know the Trivium's name. Ooh, baby.